To compliment and kiss, some holds to be a sin, but I can tell you first of all how kissing did begin. First Adam, he kissed Eve, and so he got a son. 'Tis above 5,000 years ago since kissing first begun. Since kissing first begun, brave boys, since kissing first begun. 'Tis above 5,000 years ago since kissing first begun. And after, in a short pace, the world began to increase of men and women plenteously. And then they kissed apace, and ever since that time the trade came on amain. And she that hath been kissed once must needs be kissed again, must needs be kissed again, brave boys, must needs be kissed again. And she that hath been kissed once must needs be kissed again. And now kissing is used, I think, all the world over, in London, Gloucester, Bristol, and in Chichester and Dover, and in every place beside this kissing it is used. I hold it for a practice good, if it be not abused, if it be not abused, brave boys, if it be not abused. I hold it for a very good thing, if it be not abused. And now, by consequence, to you I can approve that kissing is the readiest way and nearest step to love. Suppose a brave young man should meet a handsome maid, to kiss her over and over again, he will not be afraid. He will not be afraid, brave boys, he would not be afraid. To kiss her over and over again, he will not be afraid. At wakes and revels, when young people they do meet, they'll send for fiddlers for to dance and shake their nimble feet. At every dance's end, the brave young blades will kiss their lasses round, whose joys are crowned. What harm can come of this? What harm can come of this, brave boys? No harm can come of this. Their lasses round, whose joys are crowned. No harm can come of this. Kissing is of such virtue, 'tis never out of date. Both morning, evening, noon, and night, it never comes too late, nor can it be refrained by any man or woman. From highest to the lowest degree, 'tis everywhere so common, 'tis everywhere so common, brave boys, 'tis everywhere so common. From highest to the lowest degree, 'tis everywhere so common. The rich can do no more, sir, the poor will do no less. But when they with their sweethearts meet, they'll clip, go hug and kiss. It hath so sweet a smack that none can it refrain. From the greatest Tamburlaine unto the weakest swain, even row the weakest swain, brave boys, unto the weakest swain. From the greatest Tamburlaine unto the weakest swain. If kissing comes in kind, its sweet content doth bring. 'Tis as lawful for a beggar as it is for a king. For if it were not lawful, then lawyers would deny it. And if that it were costly, their clients could not buy it. Their clients could not buy it, brave boys. Their clients could not buy it. Let kissing be never so costly, some lawyers' clerks will buy it. And if it were not plenty, young wenches could not have it. And if it were not dainty, old widows would not crave it. And if it were not wholesome, brave gallants would not use it. And if it were not toothsome, fair ladies would refuse it. Gay ladies would refuse it, brave boys. Fair ladies would refuse it. And many of their waiting maids would not so often use it. If kissing were out of fashion, it would soon be laid aside by merchants' wives in the exchange, and also in Cheapside. Kissing's like Hampshire honey, 'tis wondrous rare and sweet. Else country John would not kiss Joan so oft when they do meet. So oft when they do meet, brave boys, so oft when they do meet. Jack will kiss Jill and Ned kiss Nell when they together meet. And now for to conclude and end my kissing song, in which I mean no honest man nor woman any wrong. I would have all go well and nothing go amiss, but faithful friendship may abound when folks together kiss. When folks together kiss, brave boys, when young men mates do kiss, and maidens then kiss them again, no harm can come of this.